CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dishing with Digest. I'm Stephanie Sloan, editorial director, here with Mara Levinsky, senior editor.
Hi, everyone.
Well, Mara, Halloween has come and gone, and all of the soaps had holiday-themed episodes. But while B&B and GH had, you know, regular old trick-or-treating and parties, Y&R and Days chose to do, like, time-out-of-time episodes, if you will. So both were dream sequences, and I have to say, I loved them. Days' head writer Ron Carlovati has done a special Halloween episode for the last 3 years, and this one was full of, like, throwback mentions with references to the Possession story, the Salem Stalker tale, Maggie's Lemon Bars, the Necktie Killer, Claire and Sierra battling, and it was just so much fun. And, you know, Y&R also did dream sequences. These were penned by Josh Griffith, who also did special episodes when he was at Days. And this one, you know, we saw Phyllis as the head of Newman. Nick dreamed that Adam died. Like, Kyle was a big dork, imagining how Theo would take over the Abbott mansion. And, like, Ray was a 40s detective, and Abby was a sitcom, and Abby was in a sitcom, and Melissa Ordway was, like, so adorable. But, you know, I know we sort of differ here because you don't always love a special episode.
I don't, and I'm certainly not of the opinion that soaps shouldn't do them. I think it's, like, it is, you know, fun for a lot of the audience. They're just not my taste. I think there's, like, sort of a camp or a silliness to the humor that's usually employed in these kinds of episodes that don't tickle my personal funny bone, though I not only understand that they're just supposed to be fun and, like, that's totally valid, but I also really did get a kick out of Melissa Ordway as the sitcom version of Abby. I totally get why people like them, and maybe I'm just a stick in the mud, Steph. I mean, but, you know.
Something I don't say about you.
Full dream or fantasy episodes, like, both ones that are, like, meant to be comical, and then the ones that are, you know, predicated more on, like, delving into the psyche of a character, they're just not my thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel, for the most part, soaps are the same day in and day out, 52 weeks a year. So to shake up the sameness of the programming is, like, a nice diversion for a day. You know, remember Days had those specials before the Soap Opera Digest Awards back in the early 90s and, like, in primetime, no less. And I actually covered Another World back then, and I got to be on set when they did the Orient Express special episode in 1993. And I just remember the actors were so into it. You know, the costumes were amazing. And the vibe on the set felt different because I really think the cast appreciated getting to step out of character for a day.
I did love the Another World special episodes. You remember, like, the black and white one they did? I think it was, like, 1992. That was, like, the case of the stolen heart.
I think I was there for that one, too, actually.
See, now I'm jealous. But it was sort of like a film noir thing. Maybe I was just a better sport back then. I don't know. But to your point about getting to step out of character, I do have a hands-down favorite special episode. I think it was in 2001, but it was One Life to Live's Trading Places episode. That was a dream of Linda Dano's character, Ray, where the characters played each other's characters, like Erica Slezak played Todd and Roger Howarth played Vicky. That one was totally amusing to me for the acting showcase aspect of it, if nothing else. And I'm reminded of what a hoot it was every time I'm pulling One Life to Live photos for something in the magazine and I run into those episodic photos. They always make me chuckle.
And, you know, Guiding Light went through that spell where they did one a week. Harley as a superhero stands out to me. And again, as I mentioned, like, I really like the ones that Josh did at Days. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, keep them coming.
I'll
let you have that.
Okay, thank you very much. So something else I love to watch are Hallmark movies. To be clear, I was never like a huge fan. Like I just didn't really kind of know about them. But somewhere around like 5 years or so ago, my sister, my dad and I were at his house on a Saturday night looking for something to watch. And my sister was like put on Hallmark. And seriously, I have been putting on Hallmark ever since. I mean, I even leave it on for my cat when I'm at work during the day. True story.
It's very sweet.
But I really do love the movies, and I love how many soap stars, you know, past and present, are featured in them.
Gosh, it has been years, I think, since I've seen a Hallmark movie, but I do think it is so cool that they have drawn from the pool of daytime talent, past and present. And every actor that I've spoken to who has worked with the network has had such a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Ditto.
I just talked to Ryan Pavey, who was Nathan on General Hospital. He has become a fixture in Hallmark movies. And thus far, like, he's worked with Jen Lilly, who was on Days as Teresa, and Kelly Kruger, who was YNR's Mac. It's like 6 degrees of separation with soaps over there.
Oh, yeah. And it's great that they recognize that they're tapping into a huge audience of soap fans. I mean, Cameron Matheson and Allison Sweeney were paired on the Murder, She Baked series. And, you know, Ali and Greg Vaughn were actually romantically paired in a movie before he was cast as Sammy's brother, Eric, on Days. All My Children alum, Lacey Chabert, has done about like 20 projects for them. And the list goes on. And, you know, they really keep finding new talent to spotlight. One of those is actually our guest today. It's Melissa Claire Egan, who recently returned to the role of YNR's Chelsea, but also has a Hallmark movie coming out on November 8th, which I'm really excited for, called Holiday for Heroes. So let's get her on the phone to talk about everything that is going on in her life. Well, hi, Missy.
Hi, guys.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to talk to you both.
We feel the same way. So as you and I both know well, because I covered the show at the time, you got your soap start on All My Children, first as an extra when you were like a kid, and then as Annie Novak in 2006. So tell us, you know, your big entree to daytime, your casting story, getting the role of Annie.
I grew up in Westchester, New York, in Pound Ridge, Bedford area, about an hour north of Manhattan. So I would audition as a kid. So I auditioned for Bianca when I was really young, like maybe like 12. So I don't remember who was playing her at the time, but which I didn't get. And I remember being like, Mom, I look like Susan Lucci, don't I? Can I be your daughter? You know, I don't at all. And I also just probably wasn't any good. But I didn't get it. But I was an extra for one day. I remember during like a park scene, like I was in the benches, like watching a baseball game. With like Janet the Planet's ex-husband at the time. He was like a cop. I don't remember, but
Trevor.
I was just like in awe of everything. Yes, Trevor. Yes. But then luckily like 12 years later, I auditioned for All My Children. I was out living in Los Angeles. I believe I auditioned on tape and got this, you know, call to do a screen test back when they used to do screen tests. Now they're much quicker about it, but there were like 7 or 8 girls and we flew to New York City and had my screen test with Tammy Matheson. And it just like forever changed my life. Yeah. And I ended up getting the part and yeah, it's crazy.
Now, were you familiar with All My Children? Were you a soap fan at all before you joined?
Yes. It's funny. So All My Children was my show. So growing up, I was obsessed. Like like when we shot our openings, I was like, I can't believe I'm going to be in like the da-na-na-na, like I was dying. Because I was dying. I just couldn't wait because that was my show growing up. It was All My Children and David Canary, who I ended up being married to. Like what? Susan Lucci, who I ended up having cat fights with. Like it was really so, it still like blows my mind. It just reminds me of like being, you know, the pre-DVR days when I was growing up. And so I just, anytime I'd be homesick, I'd watch. Any summers I would watch. I was really into Kendall. I mean, obviously, I'm really into Alicia Michie's Kendall because I'm obsessed with her. But I was really into Kendall when it was Sarah Michelle Gellar. I remember she was there when I was an extra and she had like rollers in her hair and I walked by her. Like I was just, that was kind of my show. So to be able to be on it was truly just a pinch me moment. It still kind of is. It's crazy.
That's awesome. Well, you actually got to be one of the many brides of Adam Chandler, which is like a very cool, like, you know, wish list item, I think, for anyone. But tell us what stands out to you about the time that you got to spend working with the late David Canary.
Oh, it was so special. You know, like I said, I grew up watching him as, you know, Adam and Stewart. And obviously he's so iconic in those roles and like his performances. But And so when the first couple of years I was there, I was, you know, making my way through all the other men of Pine Valley. So we didn't really have scenes together, but he was so kind. And, you know, anytime I'd walk by, I'm like, oh, David Canary, like, it's freaking David Canary. I said, freaking, just, you know, he was lovely, but I didn't really work with him. He was like more in a J.R. Babe story. And, you know, and I had my stuff with Ryan and then going crazy and then being with Aiden. And then, and slowly I started noticing, like, I'd see, oh, there was a big tornado. And I like end up like, I don't end up with, something happens after it's tornado. He's trapped with like Erica Kane and somehow we connect and I'm like on the run. And I'm being like, oh my God, I get scenes with him. And then slowly I start to read and I'm like, wait, oh. And then suddenly like I kiss him and I'm like, oh, okay. And then suddenly I think I said to Julie, I was like, what's this story? She's like, oh, you're going to be like his new like stepford wife. And I was like, wait, what? This is so cool. You know, you just kind of, you know, back, you didn't really get like story meetings. You just kind of read it and figure out what's going to happen. And it was just truly probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite storyline on the show. Like at first I was like, wow, like he's 45 years older than me. Like, is the audience going to think that's strange? And it literally, like, I loved it. I thought it made sense. And I was like, you know, trophy stepford wife. And I was so bratty at the time, like kind of using his money. And it was just such a fun twist for the character while also wearing a bracelet around my ankle. So I didn't leave the mansion. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
I was like,
totally.
Or something for losing my mind. So it was just, I just remember walking around in like bikinis and like an anklet. And I'm like, this is so weird. Like that was my wardrobe. Like the do not escape the house anklet and a bikini with like a shawl. But yeah, he was just, you know, he's iconic. He's iconic and wonderful. And was just so, it was such an honor to work with him and learn from him. And I really pinch myself. I'm like, I can't believe I'm not only working with him, but I'm like married to him. This is so cool. So he was just wonderful. He was truly, truly a special man.
I'm living in the Chandler Mansion. It's like cool. Like if you were a viewer, you know, there are some sets that are so iconic also.
Yes, totally. Yeah. And it's just kind of, you know, soaps are cool because you can take twists and turns. Like you're working with certain people a lot, which is great. And then suddenly I had a whole new group of people. And then I started working with JR. And then I think I slept with him. And then I slept with his cousin. It's like, you know, on the show, I want to make it clear. On the show, guys, on the show. It just opened up this whole other world. And, you know, and then I started fighting with Brooke because of it. You know, it just, I was just really lucky. The writers really wrote so much for me. And I was just, I'm really grateful. I really got to like play every kind of aspect of that character.
Now Annie is one of those characters that really took off when she became nuts. And, you famously got to stab Erica Kane in a wedding dress. So do you have any like specific memories of that day at work?
Yeah. Well, I remember reading it and being like, I am going to be crucified. Oh my God. I have to start auditioning. I'm going to be fired. The fans are going to hate me. I can't stab Erica Kane. This is ridiculous. But like you said, like it was really such a gift that the writers made me bananas because it just took on this whole new thing of this character where like, what is she capable of? But they also wrote it like, you kind of see where it comes from. It's not just like one day. It's like, right, 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 you know? So you kind of like almost feel for her a little bit, but she's bananas and you don't know. So because it was well-written, it really helped. And you know, the good thing is I didn't stab her on camera. Like it cuts to me like in my bloody wedding dress and they're like, what did you do? And then it cuts to her on the floor. So at least you don't like see me stab her, which maybe helps. I do remember having to choke her once. And I was like, I can't. It said I was supposed to like choke Susan. And I'm like, but she was such a trooper about it. And I remember in blocking being like, I can't choke you. She's like, it's fine. She's like, I don't think I've ever been choked on this show before. And I was like, am I doing something first, Erica Kane? But she was such a good sport about it, you know, that I was just like, okay, I just couldn't. I was like, this is what am I? Oh God. Oh God. But she was like amazing and it made it great. And being able to be rivals with her on a soap opera and get like slapped by her is just everything. So, but yeah, that's the bloody, I just remember that, like that was a really intense scene with the bloody wedding dress because it was a party scene. And so I remember I was around all my peers, like some that I didn't work with, David Canary, I hadn't worked with yet. And like, I mean, so many amazing actors that I looked up to on the show were in this party scene and I had to show up in a bloody wedding dress and have these like monologues to Ryan of, you know, off my rocker, why we should get married. And I was just like, super like, oh, this could be really great or really just bomb and be horrible and I'm going to get fired and it's the worst thing you've ever seen. But luckily the fans seem to love it and it's kind of become like a thing. Like, I get tweets where people are like dressed up as Bloody Annie for Halloween and stuff. It's crazy. So, it worked out. But yeah, that's what I remember. I remember being like super intimidated. I'm like, oh, because you know what I mean? It was like a huge party scene. So like every actor on the show was there, you know?
Yeah. I almost, so, in my mind, but. I think it was it a Halloween party? Or am I making that up? I might be conflating it. But
no, yeah, it wasn't. That was why it was so weird.
It was so weird that she was in costume.
A bloody wedding dress.
Right.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was like a party at that bar. And everyone was just there.
Gotcha.
And I, like, find Ryan to, like, yeah. Yeah.
Well, if that wedding dress to Ryan had to be besmirched, it was a good reason.
Yes, that's right. That's right. For good reason.
So you had such close bonds with so many of your castmates there. It was like, you know, Cameron and Alicia and all those people that you were tight with. But you particularly hit it off with Chrishell Stause, now Chrishell Hartley.
Yeah.
And you're still close pals today. You were in each other's weddings. Like, tell us about the bond that you share with her.
Oh, I mean, she's everything. She's my bestie. She showed me actually day one at All My Children. I was lost, you know, and she'd been there like a year before me. So she remembers me coming up to her being like, how do I get to the stage? And she like showed me the stage, which is kind of like a great like premonition of like what the rest of our, you know, friendship is going to be. She's just the best. She's so special and such a smart, you know, always there for you friend and gives great advice. And I'm just, yeah, she's the best. I love her to death. And she's just a ton of fun too, which also helps. She's also beautiful on the outside, but beautiful, even more beautiful on the inside. Yeah, we're just lucky. We just had a lot in common. Like, we're the exact same age. We both like doing the same things. We just both have the same interests. We both, like, we're just similar people. So, yeah, I'm so grateful. Like, this job brought me so much, including one of my best friends in the world. So it really, like I said, totally changed my life.
Well, that's so nice. And we love your Instagram photos.
Yes,
so, you know,
indeed.
Keep them coming.
Oh, thanks. I know, we always joke too, because we're like, we're actually together like 2 to 3 times a week. So when people are like, oh, you posted a photo, I'm like, you know, we don't post photos every time we're together, right? We're together like probably like almost every other day. Like last weekend, my husband and I were at their house literally all day, Saturday and Sunday. But we didn't, like, you know, sometimes you think to post, sometimes you just don't. So we always laugh. So like when people are like, oh, we're together. I'm like, guys, we're like always together.
if it's not on Instagram, it didn't
post.
Happen.
But you know what? Exactly. If a if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it. No.
Right.
Next time though, I will make sure, just for you guys, I'm going to post with us and dedicate it to you guys.
Right on.
And the Soap Opera Digest podcast.
Now, yeah. After Pine Valley, you eventually moved into Genoa City, making your Y&R debut on November 11th, 2011. So happy early anniversary.
Yeah.
Now tell us how the Y&R gig came about.
Y&R gig came about, let's see, Judy Bly Wilson, who's in my angel sent from heaven, who cast me on All My Children and Young and the Restless, you know, had gone to Y&R at the time and asked me to come in for a meeting about this role. I didn't even know the name yet, but it was supposed to be like a bohemian, beachy, like con artist from Myanmar. And I was like, okay, that messes with Billy and Victoria. And I was like, okay, that sounds like fun. So I had a meeting with Maria Bell about it. And it wasn't even an audition. It was like a meeting about the character, but she'd seen my reel and stuff. And a few days later, yeah, they told me that I got off of the part, which is crazy. And I remember sitting with Maria too and being like, what's her name? Because she was telling me about the character. And I was like, what's your name? And she was like, Chelsea. And I was like, oh, Chelsea, cool. And yeah, the rest is history. I'm so grateful that worked out too. It's been such a ride. Yeah, like you said, almost 8 years, which is bananas.
Were there any big differences when you started?
Yeah, no, there were, I mean, the characters are a lot different. Like you said, Annie was like bananas and, you know, Chelsea was a con artist, but a little more like civilized, you know, Annie, she's not like stabbing people, although she does some bad stuff. You know, Annie like killed people and like killed her brother with a tire iron, you know, Chelsea doesn't do stuff like that, but Chelsea does stuff like lie about her baby daddy and all that. So, and then there were differences just, you know, going to a new place, although a lot of All My Children people had gone to Young and the Restless at that point. So that made it easier. And everyone there's so nice and they were very welcoming, but you know, it is like going into a new family and you're like, hi, you know, like new person on set. But everyone was so warm and, have become just some of my best friends. And it's a really, really special place to work. Like the energy on our set. And a lot of people say that coming for guest stars or what have you, they're just like, everyone's so nice here. So they always say, and I'm like, yeah, they really are. You know, we're really lucky. It's good, positive energy. And all my children live too, I got to say. So I've been really lucky for that.
Do you remember who were the folks that showed you the ropes at YNR? Like Chriselle helped you to the stage at All My Children?
Yes, who did? I mean, I remember Judy Bly Wilson like walking us around to show us. Oh, but Billy Miller was, you know, it was on the show at the time. He's a good friend. So I remember he showed me around a lot. Maybe Amelia, but I knew Amelia, but not well. Who else? I'm trying to think. Greg Rickard, I knew. But you kind of, the stages are easier to find. If you want, you mean like literally show me around. Because actually the stage is just a lot easier to find at Young and Restless. But yeah, I mean, like I said, yeah, Billy and Amelia, everyone was just really warm and welcoming. So yeah, I'm trying to think who else. It's been like 8 years. I'm like, I can't really even remember my first day there. But it was also weird too. I worked one day, like I had scenes with like Kane at a bar, and then I had a month off, and then I came back to town with like a baby belly on Billy and Victoria's doorstep. So it was like weird. I had one day, and then I didn't really start work until like a month later. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a different kind of setup. But
now, talking about iconic actors, they cast Catherine Bach as Chelsea's mother. So what was that like? And were you a Dukes of Hazzard fan at all?
I was. I mean, she's the best. She and I became close friends right away too. Like, we see each other outside of work. She's the best, Mama Duke. Yeah, I mean, she's an icon. I'm like, you're Daisy Duke. That's insane. I was like, you're a sex goddess and an icon. And I, goddess, however you want to put it. a sex goddess. And she's just the best. Anyone that's met her, you know. I mean, she's just no pretension. You know, she's just like, so kind and lovely and full of energy and wants to meet everyone and just, you know, no holier than that. You know, some you would say she's an icon. I'm like, oh, maybe she'd have an attitude. Not at all. She's just like an angel and just wants everybody to be happy, and she's happy, and she's just the best. We have a lot of fun.
Awesome. So you took a break from the show for a little over a year and returned in June. What appealed to you about the prospect of coming back to the show?
The writing. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I owe my entire return to Josh Griffith. He was very patient with me. Some stuff had changed when I left and the contract was up, and I just didn't really feel, I didn't really want to sign another few years on the way things had been going. And so, but cut to the following January, I got a call from Josh. You know, a lot of changes happened at the end of last year. And then Josh, who I love, who I always loved, who wrote some of my favorite stuff years ago. It was like the whole baby, you know, switching storyline and all this other stuff with Adam and Chelsea at the time. And then I heard Josh was hired back or was coming back. And I was like so thrilled for him. And we had emailed. I was like, congratulations. And then he called me like early January and kind of asked me to come back. And I wasn't sure. I was about to go leave to do this movie in Connecticut. And I just wasn't sure yet. And he was really patient with me, and we met for coffee when I got back from Connecticut, and told me the story he wanted to tell, you know. And he's like, Chelsea does this and Chelsea does that, and then this happens, and we're gonna get her mom back for some episodes, and then this. And I was like, ooh, and then what? And then ooh, and then what? Ooh, you know, I was just like, God, like, you know, and you know, I just really thought things through. And I did remember how much I love those people and that cast and crew, which I always did. And like I said, he was patient with me, and I kind of renegotiated some of the things in my contract. And then I was like, okay, I'm on board. And now I'm so grateful and I'm so glad I did. I really feel like things happen for a reason and the timing they're supposed to happen. And I feel like every step of the way, it kind of just happened the way it was supposed to. The cookie crumbled like the way it was supposed to. Now I'm really grateful and they're writing really great stuff for me. And I'm just really grateful to, like I said, to Josh. He really had every aspect of it, like wanting to tell a story with Chelsea in it, wanting to get my character back, wanting to get me back on board. So yeah. So if any fans are happy about my return, thank Josh Griffith. If you're not happy, just write a note and leave it in your drawer somewhere and keep it to yourself. Don't tell anybody. Just tell it to yourself in your prayers at night, and maybe don't say it out loud or on Twitter. I'm just kidding. I'm super grateful. It really has been a blast. And he kept saying that. He's like, you're just gonna have so much fun. You're so much fun. And I literally saw him a couple days ago. He's like, you still having fun? I was like, yes, you were right. So it's been really special.
Well, Chelsea really is back, like, in the thick of things, and they resume the Chelsea-Nick relationship. Were you surprised about that, given that Adam had returned from the dead?
You know, not really in that. Well, first of all, Josh told me at that coffee before I had signed back on. I was like, what would happen of this story you want to tell about Chelsea? And he's like, well, she's not going to be with Adam. She's going to be with Nick. And I was like, oh. He's like, and then, you know, Sharon might be more with Adam. And, you know, listen, that tells a great story. First of all, I love Josh Romero. He's truly one of my best friends at work and in general. I love him, love working with him. And I do think, I know that the audience wanted Adam with Chelsea, which I totally get. But it's also like, you can't just give everyone what they want right away. And I, you know, it's kind of good to like make, tell a story. And like, and I totally get what Josh was trying to do. And I appreciate it. Because if it was too easy, and then it's like, well, then where are we going? If we're just back together and in love, what happens? You know, so I love that. I mean, how lucky am I? I have these two guys, like Josh Moore and Mark Grossman. Like, poor
could be
me.
Worse. That could be worse.
So hard. Yeah, exactly. I think my lucky stars. So, I think as a smart writing tactic, I don't think they wanted to just hand the audience that right away, you know, and it kind of has to be earned. Or there's like a back and forth with these two, because I think she does have a lot of love for both of them. But I totally understand the Chatham like obsession, and I really do. And there's a lot of story there to tell. I think the audience just has to like give it a minute and just like reopen. And again, just like calm down on Twitter and just like just enjoy the show. And like they will take you through the, you know, the valleys and the highs and lows of maybe these characters getting back together, or maybe not, or maybe back and forth. It's, you know, that's kind of the storytelling when it's on TV every day. You can't just like hand it to them. Like, okay, they're back together and they're happy. Like, what's kind of boring? What's the fun in that? What's the soapy goodness in that, right?
Right.
So I knew, so I did know. Yeah, you got to work for it. And like I said, they're both such incredible men and actors. Like, I mean, I really lucked out. I'm like, what did I do in a previous life to deserve this? So this is great.
Well, another like major relationship of Chelsea's that has been resurrected is the Chelsea-Chloe friendship. Tell us about working with Liz Hendrickson again.
I mean, listen, when your best friend kills your husband, you let bygones be bygones. You know, it's all about...
Doesn't everybody?
Doesn't everybody. And, well, yes, I love working with Lizzie. She's fantastic. We have so much fun together. She's such a great actress. I was so happy that they were bringing her back. I'm so excited about her new news. I had to like take a pause before I said that. I was like, wait, it's not a secret anymore, right? Before I said that out loud, I did take a beat. You know, again, I actually did ask Josh. I was like, so question. I was like, you know, she's like, they're so quick. I did have a question about that. And he's like, you know what? We want them. We're still going to be, you know, we're done with them being at odds with each other. And it's true. They've been at odds with each other for years, you know? So it's like, they just kind of wanted that resolved and then being able to be friends again. Cause they've been enemies for years now, which I got. So I was actually happy. Like they resolved it quickly. You know, Adam didn't actually die. So it's like, fine. It's all of that intent, you know? I mean,
yeah, JK.
So, just kidding. Yeah, exactly. So I was so happy. She's back. I'm so glad Greg Rickard's back. And I'm glad that it was resolved and that we can just kind of be friends and our characters work together again. So it's all good in the hood, as one might say, you know? You know, that's what friends are for. They forgive. They forgive.
Do you think it burns Rebecca Buttig that you're so vocal about your fondness for Greg Rickard?
For sure. For sure. But I have such fondness for Rebecca Buttig, too, that I just, you know, she'll just have to deal with it. I thought you were going to say, Rebecca Buttig's fondness of when you post videos from Lady Marmalade. I thought that's what you were going to say. She's always like, oh, God. When she dressed up as Little Kim and looked amazing, but we like forced her to do Broadway Cares Equity Fight Stage, remember, and do Be Little Kim when we sing Lady Marmalade. And
of course.
I still like concert. I was like, you look like this hot piece of tail with your little wig and your rap. She's like, I can't believe you guys convinced me to do that. So in lieu of that, like every year on her birthday or just on a random birthday, I just post photos from Lady Marmalade just to remind her.
You know, you're sitting
there. It's so easy to torture. It's so fun, you know?
You're talking to two ladies who were in the audience for that.
Oh, sure we were.
Most memorable performance.
I know.
Those were fun.
Oh my gosh. Oh dear. That was fun though.
Now, between the two shows, you've been paired with some of really the biggest names in daytime. So this is not an exhaustive list, but we're going to hit you with some names and ask you to tell us a little bit about working with them or just about your relationship with them. So let us start with Cameron Matheson.
Oh, my Cammy Cam. I love him so much. I've said it before, I'll say it again. He was literally my therapist when I started on the show. So I was 24 years old. I had a lot of like boy drama, you know, I'm fine, girls. And every morning, like I'd be, you know, we order breakfast and I go knocking on his door. My mom, he's like got like kids and like businesses and like hosting stuff and dancing with the star. He's doing all this stuff. And I'd be like, knock, knock, knock. He's like, come in. I'm like, oh my God, you're never going to believe what happened last night. Then he did this and then he didn't even text me back. And then like that. And then he's like here. And then he's like there. And like, what is that? You know, and he's just like so patient. But there was just like a lot of, you know, silly 24-year-old drama. And he literally was my therapist. Every morning he's like, well, Missy Miss. You know, I call him a Cammy Cam. He calls me his Missy Miss. He's like, well, I feel like, you know, he just gives me advice. And then I even email him one weekend. Like, oh my God, well, guess what he did now? Like, he's just like, oh. And I'm like, this poor guy had like a full life. And I was like, oh good. Just like, take, but he was just, I joke about it to this day, truly was my therapist and really helped get me through a lot of stuff in my mid-20s. So I love him. He's like my big brother.
He must have been really relieved when you found such a nice man to marry.
Yes. Yes. In real life or in
real life?
Both. Yeah. Oh, because Cammy was my first husband. Yes. I sure was. I'm a lucky, lucky lady. But Cammy, I was lucky to marry too because he was my first TV husband. So I really lucked out in all of those. Those ways.
All
the first. Real REAL life and an REEL life. Yeah.
Yes, totally. all right. Tell us a little bit about Jacob Young.
Oh, I love Jacob. You know, I'm so grateful we got to work together. It was like towards my last year on the show, but it became such, it was probably my most popular pairing on all my children was the whole,
I love
that. Call you? Janny. I always forget their names. Janny. I think, yes. And I loved it too because they hated each other. And like, that's where the passion came from. Like they hated each other. And then they just like couldn't keep their hands off each other, which is a fun thing to play. Like, you know, it was like hate sex. And like, but then they started to fall in love. Oh, and then she went crazy too. And like tried to kill his wife for him or whatever. Didn't I try to kill Marissa? I think I tried to kill Marissa. But it was so great. And he, you know, he's so good. And similar things were like in the beginning of, you know, I was on that show for 4.5 years. We probably didn't work together for the first 3 or maybe, you know, or even if we did, it was like we're shift passing in the night. Like when I was married to, you know, Adam's character, he was his son and he didn't like me, but we really got to work intensely together that last year. And it was so fun. I mean, he's, you know, iconic in the soap role. I mean, I remember him as, what was he, Lucky on GH, right? Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
Yep.
And so it was so fun. We just had a blast. And to this day, I love when he was on Bold, I'd see him in the hallways and it was just always great to see him. And I love that pairing. It was really, you just never know. You know, it's so funny. You don't know who you're going to have chemistry with and who you're not. And it's not really a thing of like a choice. You just like do or don't. So it's just, you never know who, what the fans are going to like, what you're going to like, how it's going to kind of be portrayed when it airs and how well it's going to work. And ours really worked. And it was a blast. It was really, really, really fun.
Well, we're sort of looking at each other like you've had chemistry with everyone. So as you're saying that, I'm like,
you're the wrong person to be saying this.
Yeah. Like, I don't think there's a lemon in the bunch.
Guys.
So, yeah.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. That's a very nice thing to say. Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
Very sweet.
True, though. Now, what about Billy Miller?
No, she doesn't. Oh, I love my Billy Miller. Well, Billy and I were really close friends. So he played my brother. And as I like to... He likes to remind me that I played his older sister, even though he's younger, even though he's older than me. And then in turn, I like to remind him that I killed him. So I hit him over the head with the fire iron. But it's a good thing I did because a week after he left all my children, he got Young and the Restless as Billy. So things always happen for a reason. But yeah, he and I became really tight with big group of us and all my children right when he started. You know, he's such a fun dude and a great guy. And we all just had a ton of fun in New York City that year he was there. And me and I got to work together a lot. And which were really, really fun scenes because he was so terror. He was like just terrorizing Annie. And I loved when he came back as a ghost with his bruised face. And like, it was just really cool and well done and well written. And he was so good. So, and then we just remained friends. So when all my children moved to Los Angeles, we all got to hang out a lot and we just became really tight buds. People always thought we were dating and we never were, guys. Everyone was always like, I remember reading somewhere, this is why rumors can be certain. They're like, yeah, she joined Young and the Restless because they're dating. And I'm like, what? No, we're not dating. And that's why I joined Young and the Restless. I'm allowed to have male friends. But we're just, yeah, he just became one of my besties. And yeah, he's the best. We have a lot of fun together.
So when you do join YNR and you do have to like kiss this dude who played your brother, let's talk through that experience.
Funny, you should ask it. We are probably the only couple in daytime history that have a baby together that have never kissed. Because I showed up. We always joke about it. And I joke to him. I'm like, I have it in my contract.
Yeah, I have that in my contract.
I joke that I had it in my contract that he had enough. No. But no, he, you know, I show up pregnant on his doorstep and you never saw it happen. So
dodged
we shared
a bullet.
Johnny. But yeah, never. Yeah. I joke. I was like, you put that in your contract probably as a big time. But yeah. We always laugh about that. It was really funny.
And then what about another one of your hubs, Steve Burton?
Oh, Steve Burton is so great. That was such a fun storyline too. And again, it's like all these people that I like knew of and watched growing up. Like I remember him on, wasn't it Small Wonder?
It was Out of This World.
Yes, you read my mind. That's what I meant. Yes, I remember him on that show and having like a crush on him then. And on GH, obviously, when he was younger. But
loved Small Wonder, by the way. One of my favorite shows ever.
I mean, can we just talk about Small Wonder? That's the one where she, like, closed time to start time and then, like,
no,
whatever.
No, that's
like,
Out of This World.
I mean. Oh, wait. Oh, guys, I'm getting so confused.
Okay, Out of This World was the time stopping with the fingers. And Small Wonder was the robot child.
Oh, that had the open back. She's like E.T. She, like, you could open her back like batteries. Wait, she was Small Wonder? Who was that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and Steve was on Out of This World. That's where she put her fingers together and stopped time.
Yes. He was on the stop time one. That's what I thought. I'm glad we got this clarified, you guys. Like, I can sleep now.
We're clearing up important stuff here. But anyway.
By the way, you really are, because I've always gotten that wrong. Out of This World. Good to know. Similar, though. Similar ideals. The role's kind of like aliens. So anyways, we had such a great time on that show. On our show, it was so, such a, like I said about that Josh Griffith story, he was so, that was such a fun story about, you know, the baby was Adam's, but I pretended it was his. And then he only finds out because the baby has the same eye disease that Adam had. Like, that's some messed up stuff. So we had a blast. The sad thing for us is like, literally he finds that we worked together for like months and months and months and months and months nonstop. And the day after I had the baby, he finds out I was lying and we like never work together again because he like dumps me and divorces me, understandably. And so, you know, that's how these shows go. Like you work together all the time and then it's like, oh, you're, you know, and then we didn't really work together that much after that, but it's fantastic. Yeah. I just loved that. That was such like a messed up thing to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, who hasn't done that once in a while?
Everyone,
come on. But yeah, he's great. Yeah, it was so, like I said, it's just all these people that I've like watched before and known before to like have storylines with them or be married to them is like, it's just crazy. I'm like, what is my life? This is so bananas.
Well, someone that you definitely knew before is our next one, which is Justin Hartley. How was that?
Yes, my JH. Oh, he's the best. Yeah, obviously I knew Justin. I knew Justin like way back in the day, but not well. And then obviously when he started dating Chrishell, the four of us with my husband just became like besties. And he's just fantastic. He's one of my favorite peeps in the world. He's just really great to work with. He's such a good actor. And he's just like a really fun dude. He's just a really fun guy to be around. So we had a lot of fun. He was such a great Adam. And I feel like we told a lot of great stories together. And now I'm super excited to see a friend like succeed in that kind of a massive way is so special. And he deserves it. You know, he's so talented and really hardworking. So he's the best.
Now, was there any like, oh, you're kissing my real life boyfriend moments? Or you just didn't talk about it?
Chrishell's an actress, you know, and she's been doing this for a long time. And actually her first day on Young and the Restless, she had a love scene with Billy. So I think she knows, you know, she gets it. Like, literally, like, she gets how not romantic those scenes are, I think. And she was a good trooper. I'm sure it's not the most normal thing in the world to have your best friend and your boyfriend doing love scenes, but she knows how, like, non-romantic they are. And, you know, it's like, whatever is what it is. And my husband didn't care either, you know. And if anything, you know, doing those scenes, it's better to do them with someone that you trust and that you know well, you know, than, like, God forbid, someone you don't know or that you don't like or you don't, you know, that's trying to be like a creeper, you know. It's better than with someone that like is just a great person and is super trustworthy, you know?
Oh,
so
absolutely.
It really wasn't as big of a deal as everybody made it out to be. Yeah.
All right. So now let's talk about Joshua Morrow.
Yes. Oh, my Joshy. He's the best. Again, and not to keep repeating myself, but he was somebody that I did not know. I've been on the show now 8 years, minus my year off. And I really didn't know him for the first 2 years because we never worked together. So I'd be like, hi. He'd be like, hi, in the hallway. Like, we just didn't, you know, you just don't work. So you just don't know each other. And then we got to know each other just really well, especially when Adam died the second time.
things only soap actors say.
Exactly. It's so funny. And I actually remember speaking of Justin, we made him a video when we were shooting those scenes we're supposed to be outside of the plane. We were supposed to like take the plane with Adam, you know, but he'd already died, like close to the cabin. I just remember all these videos we made him. Like, it's like late at night outside CBS, and we're just like, I can't explain it right, but we were just like doing videos, like, oh God, he left us. He left us for Mandy Moore. Oh God. this is all before the show aired. And I already knew. I was like, Mandy Moore plays with mom. It's not really, but again, anyway, we just like made these funny videos for him. That was when Josh and I really started to get like close because we just spent more time together. We're just kind of like similar peeps. And I got, you know, Josh would spend every lunch in his man cave, as we call it. Like, he'd never go out for lunch. And I'm like, let's go to Maggiano's. Like, all the, you know, cast members there, crew members there, you can get some vitamin D, you can get some sunlight, like get some fresh air. So once I started taking him out to lunch with like other people as well, it was like a whole new side. I'm like, you've been here 25 years. You've always stayed in your man cave and gone to the commissary for lunch? No. Let's get out of this routine. So
shake it up.
So I find all the cast members joke, like Amelia and all these people joke. I'm like, how did you get him out of the man cave? And then apparently when I was gone, he only went to Mariano's like one time in that whole like over a year span. So now that I'm back, I have him going out to lunches again. I think it was. I think it really hit him hard.
Too many memories.
He's too many memories. You know, it just hits the heartstrings. So, he's just the best, and you know, and he's just a really smart dude and gives great advice and is just a great friend and super supportive and just fun to work with. So we have a lot of laughs on set, and we kind of just picked up right where we left off, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was just telling Mara of my love for Hallmark movies, and you have one coming out on November 8th called Holiday for Heroes. So you play a character named Audrey. Tell us about just, you know, working for Hallmark, about the movie itself, and just your experience.
It was so great. Yes, Holiday for Heroes. It airs a week from Friday, November 8th. And it was just this really beautiful, special experience. It was definitely one of the best working experiences I've ever had. We shot it in Mystic and Norwich, Connecticut. And it just tells this really sweet, beautiful story of this girl, Audrey, who, you know, owns her own coffee shop, of course.
It's a coffee shop or a bake shop.
Or antique store. But, and, you know, she has a brother in the military. But we also have this really special aspect of the military involved in our story and how much they give up for us and how they miss holidays and all these special times with family that they have to sacrifice to protect us. And I just think it's a really important, because it's what happens in real life too. So it's a really important part of the story. But basically she sends her brother care packages and coffee and when he's away, and he gives some to his fellow sergeant, Matt Evans. And so Matt writes Audrey a thank you letter. So then she writes one back, and they just start this pen pal relationship over the next year. And then cut to a year later, he shows up at the coffee shop.
I'm very excited already.
I know. But also, you know, there's big conflict, you guys, because this year the town is not doing the annual Holiday for Heroes party. So Audrey is not going to have that, guys. Mm-hmm, so nope. We'll see what she does. But she really, yep, you know.
The suspense is already killing me.
I know, but it's just really beautifully shot. Claire Niederpruem was our director, and she is a force. And McCray Nelson was one of our producers. And, you know, Mark Lucas is such a great actor, such a great co-star. I mean, I went to UNC and he went to Wake Forest. So we left that aside. We left our differences aside and actually got through it. And he's just become like one of my favorite people. And he is fantastic. So it was just, I can't wait for everybody to see it. It's really, it's just got a lot of, it's not just like a typical movie. You know, I think you'll really love it. And it really, like, you know, I screened it with my husband and he had like tears in his eyes. I was like, Matt, are you tearing up. And so, yeah, I'm really excited.
Well, like Hallmark holiday movies are no joke. I mean, that's like going to the World Series, like right at, you know, your first year.
Yeah.
So, you know, were you psyched that you did get cast in, you know, one of those kinds of movies?
I was. Yeah, I was so psyched. And it came at like at a really special time. I was right after the holidays. So the holidays were done. And then I got to like reestablish the, be around the holidays, like in January and February, because there was like Christmas had like exploded on set, you know, but it was so fun. And I grew up in, like I said, in Westchester, New York. So it was like 2.5 hours from where I grew up. So I got to see some of my best friends from home on weekends. And, you know, Patty Murin is in the movie as well. She plays Princess Anna in Frozen, and a bunch of us from the cast. And my husband drove into the city to see Patty in Frozen on Broadway and support her. You know, it was just a really beautiful, special month. It was cold and it was really long hours and like a lot of, you know, night shoots. We'd be shooting till 2 a.m. and like 11 degree temperatures, but it was a blast. It was really, truly, I just had like the most special time. It was really, really, really special.
Well, I can't wait to see it and certainly hope to see you in more.
Thank you.
And we thank you for joining us. We're so happy you're back on Y&R. And
thanks, guys.
Look forward to seeing what comes next for Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that so much. Great to hear both your voices. Thanks for having me.
Ditto. And have a great day.
Okay, you too. Right, Merry Christmas.
Merry early Christmas.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Melissa Claire Egan for being our guest. If you like this podcast, please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Please pick up a new issue on sale now and come back next week for another podcast.